Welcome Carla Schwartz, and she's a wonderful poet and also sometimes plays piano and sings, but she's going to read tonight. Please give Carla Schwartz a big welcome.
Right. All right. Yeah, that would be great. Squinting. Oh, that's perfect. Thank you. So, hi, everybody. Since we're in a restaurant, I thought I would read you, I'll read you two short poems, and they're both about food. And the first one is called A History of Peaches. First, there was the tree, squat and fanned, a perfect umbrella. But this was Massachusetts. Do peaches even grow here? That first summer, green, fuzzy thimbles until August. September, they hung like lanterns, tight ovals, not much bigger than golf balls. How do you gauge when to pick as you walk the lines between the worms, the grayish mold, and the squirrels? Some years there were hundreds, others 10. Once a raccoon tasted each hard green stone and pitched it to the ground. I have learned to pick early, just the hard side of yellow. Wash and leave them to ripen indoors, monitor, or lose the fruit to mold. For a good harvest, I spend hours cooking, peeling, pitting, and sucking the warm meat off pits. Then I freeze my stores for when I will slave more hours over pies and occasionally warm peaches. And thank you. And all right. So I'll just read one more. It's a short poem. It's called A History of Raspberries. Frances lived in a little house between Route 9 and the Pike. She had been there 40 years through two kids grown and gone, husband dead, cigarette habit dead, but her plantings thrived. One year, she was thinning raspberries and offered me some. I made a place for these to compete with the wild blacks, and which I could take or leave. When I lived in Vermont, I planted raspberries in front of the bathtub Mary. I didn't know what the nuns next door thought about that, but the berries were good. It took 3 years before the first berries arrived one October, just barely before the first frost. In November, I put two soft, plump ones in a silver cardboard ring box to bring to my mother, sick with leukemia in hospital, her eyes lit on them as if they were holiday ornaments or truffles or cherry stones on the half shell. Now Frances is dead of lung cancer. Mom's gone too. I get a summer and fall crop of raspberries. I had berries into December this year. I still have the red stained cardboard box. Each bite, a sweet tart burst. Frances, my mother, bathtub Mary. Thank you.
Thank you, Carla. And in just a moment, she will be doing some of the introductions.